Welven to the Pocket Coven podcast, where magic meets mental health. I'm Amber Lenore, a witch and licensed psychotherapist.
I'm Callie Little, a sex educator and emotional support witch. And we're
the coven in your pocket. Hello and welcome to the Pocket Coven podcast, where we strive to be flexible and adaptable and to roll with the punches, which is what we are talking about today. We came to this topic because that was the topic available to us. Most of the time when we record an episode, we choose a topic, we talk about it, we edit it, and we provide that episode to the world. And then other times, the magic tells us what it wants. Sometimes we don't get to be attached to outcome, which is something that we like to wax poetic about and is also increasingly difficult to do when you're a creator, an art maker, and a witch. This episode told us what it wanted to be. We didn't get to tell this episode what we wanted. We thought we were going to record a film review of The Witch, which would have been really fun, and we probably will do. But this episode wanted to be something else. It wanted to be about adversity and adaptability and flexibility and pain. Those were the themes that were already running through my life and Callie's life. Very strong messages came through for both of us, and those are the messages that wanted to be recorded. So we're going to start off with Callie. She's going to speak from her perspective and understanding of what it means to roll with the punches and be adaptable. And we're going to use what's in the room, as it's often said in psychotherapy. We're going to use what's happening to us right now to find the messages we need to give. So here's Callie. And then after Callie's done, I'll be back with a few closing thoughts.
What I want to talk about is rolling with the punches, because the reason this episode is in the format it's in instead of our standard conversational tone is because, you know, every week we joke about it a lot, but genuinely every week we run into huge technical difficulties. They're always different. They literally never make sense. And it's just a matter of us restarting the recording over and over until we get a recording that isn't buzzing and that we can both hear each other in. It sounds like we're doing something wrong when I say it that way, but I promise you we're doing literally everything the right way, and it is just a curse of this simulation existence. So this week, it just wouldn't work. 30 minutes into us trying, it wouldn't work. So this is what worked. And it's different, but I would argue it's not lower quality. You're getting the same, I mean, that sounds very defensive, and I don't mean to be defensive. What I mean is the product that we are bringing to the table as we work with the issues of this week is not lower in quality. It's full of value. It's full of exactly the same magic we bring every week. And also it's different. But if we were inflexible and the only way we could get an episode out is if we did it the exact same way, then we wouldn't have anything to bring you this week. And while I'm not going to be so egotistical as to think that, you know, your week would be ruined if we couldn't bring you an episode, I do think we add value to many people's days with our work. And so it's worth adjusting for. I think that, you know, one of the things that I learned really early on in having a business is that everything is an experiment. And we talked a little bit about this in the creativity episode, the art episode that we did recently. Everything's an experiment. So how do we put that into play, and what does rolling with the punches mean? It means that when you make an investment, in your work, whether that's the investment is, you know, time, which is the only true currency. It's the only actual reality of what we can spend, or it's money, or it's something else, energy, emotion. If you make an investment and you're not getting a return on that, you have to change course. You can continue to pursue the exact same thing over and over and over again, and you can spend more of your energy, your time, your emotion, your money, but it's not really worth it if you can see that the most likely outcome is going to be bankruptcy, right? So we could have continued to refresh and refresh and refresh today, or we could change course and make something valuable instead. So in relationships, that can look like renegotiating the terms of a relationship. It can look like reimagining the boundaries of that relationship. In work, it can mean reimagining how we spend our work days, what our work hours are, where we work, what we do for work, how we choose to invest our money, what we're spending our money on. And I realize that that also touches a lot of accessibility and privilege aspects. Those are considerations. You know, if you don't have money to invest, for example, that's not something you can really adjust. So then maybe instead of thinking of what you can invest, you say, you know, I know that this percentage of my income has to go to my rent. So is my job needing adjustment? Is my career, my life path needing adjustment? Do I need to move to a different city that's more affordable? Sometimes our lives don't look like what we think they're going to look like. Sometimes our days don't. Sometimes there are devastating losses and we just have to keep living. So we can either, you know, hit the traffic and get mad, which is fine. You're allowed to feel anger. And we can feel like the world's against us because, you know, our coffee shop is out of our favorite thing. Or we can see that our family maybe isn't the best to us. And we can just sit there and wish that they loved us more. We can say, all right, well, if there's traffic, I've got more time to listen to this podcast that I love, this audiobook that I've been really enjoying. If the coffee shop is out of our favorite thing, yes, we're allowed to be annoyed that we don't get our favorite drink in the morning, but we could also view that as an opportunity to try something new. And I'm not saying please override your frustrations and any, you know, quote, negative emotion in favor of being hyper positive. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that two things can be true at the same time. You can be frustrated that you're going to be late to work. And, you know, I get that that has repercussions. And also, if that is what has to happen, that's what has to happen. So if you're stuck in traffic, it doesn't matter how mad you are. You're allowed to be mad. And that's not going to change it. So you can figure out the path of maximal joy forward. You can listen to the audiobook. You can try something new at your coffee shop. And if your family or your loved ones or your job, something really integral to your well-being isn't working for you, you can wish it was better or you can choose something else. Maybe choosing something else means conversations that are uncomfortable. Maybe it means group therapy. Maybe it means new relationships, new boundaries, new places to live. But rolling with the punches is not about not feeling the hard aspect of complications. It's not about, you know, us feeling like, oh, well, no big deal if we can't record together. Like, it sucks. You know, we love recording together. And it is difficult to run into 30 minutes of technical issues only to not have them resolve. So we could just sit in that and be mad about it, or we can make an episode. And it might not be the same as always, but it's still good. And it's still delivering our art to the world, our magic to the world. So that's what I have to say about rolling with the punches today. I roll with them super hard. I have for almost 32 years. It'll be 32 tomorrow. And if you have made it this far in the episode, all I ask for my birthday is that you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And hey, you know what? If you want to upgrade your Patreon status, I wouldn't say no to that. But if you haven't left a review yet, that would be my favorite birthday gift. You can find us on Instagram at Pocket Coven Podcast, and make sure that you go interact with our stuff and share it with your friends so that they can hear the magic too, because we all can use a little bit more magic in our lives.
As we were setting up to record our episode about the witch, I shared with Callie some insights that came through to me recently. And she said, "Why aren't you recording this?" And I said, "Because that's not the episode we're doing today." And then lo and behold, that is the episode we're doing today. And it's perfectly on theme. So much of what Callie was talking about in terms of choosing your perspective, finding a narrative that is more flexible and more self-loving is a way to move through pain and change and difficulty. It is what it means to roll with the punches. Psychedelic English writer and philosopher Aldous Huxley said, "Experience is not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you." I took a couple of trips this last week, and they were complicated for me. I didn't feel the way I wanted to feel. I didn't find what I wanted to find. I am eternally seeking symbolism, experiences of spirit, and straight up magic, and I often find it. I am incredibly good at finding pleasure in the natural world, in my relationships, and just by myself within my own thoughts. And on these trips, I couldn't access that. I wasn't the most lovable version of myself. And as I said, some very big messages came through as a result of that, how would I say, like this unidealized self, this self that I don't like, who's irritable and tired. About midway through these journeys, I took some time to myself to reflect. I felt that I really needed it. I was overwhelmed by family dynamics, the exhaustion of long travel, expectations that I was putting on myself that others were putting on me, and nervous system activation. Cycles of intergenerational trauma showed themselves in ways that I wasn't expecting. I planned to have a good time. That was the plan. I was going to go find magic on the coast. I was going to go to the big ocean where I usually go to the peninsula. I was going to find big messages from spirit, and instead I find family bullshit. I was so disappointed. I'm just not going to have a magical time, I guess. So I'll go take a drive. I'll just do my best to keep myself regulated enough to survive it. And funny enough, the place I was driving around and exploring was Cape Disappointment on the, I think, the southwest corner of Washington State near Portland. As I was exploring the sea walls and cliffs, I took a road that I hadn't been down, and it looked like it was nothing special. It just dead-ended, but I felt really driven to this dead end, so I drove to it. I drove to the end of that road, and there was nothing there, as I knew there would be. And as I turned around to head back, my perspective of the cliffs I had been exploring changed because I was looking at them from a different perspective. And as I looked at them, I saw a massive sea cave, the most beautiful sea cave that I've maybe ever seen, one that would be absolutely impossible to journey to. Deep and dark, and on the side of Cape Disappointment, where you can't see it unless you drive to this dead end. And I stopped and I looked at it and I cried a little. And a feeling, a thought, an impulse came through that was so clear and so strong. And it said, You think you're only accessing magic when you feel good. You think that magic is only delivered to you when you're good enough, when you're the best Amber, when your makeup is on point and you are pleasing and you are hydrated and you are just your best self. You think that's the only time that magic accesses you. You are wrong. Magic is still coming through in those moments of irritation. Magic is still available in those times of dysregulation. Huge magic is right there, and I'm not noticing it. And as I reflected further, I realized what Spirit was trying to show me. It was showing me how far I've come by reflecting family patterns that are essentially intergenerational curses. I saw in my family members curses that I've broken. I saw that even in just that moment of taking a drive, I do know what I need, actually. I do have the power to change my perspective. I can let myself lead. And I wouldn't have come to those realizations if I had felt good, if I had been ideal Amber. Those messages would have never, ever came to me. Witchcraft is about change. Witchcraft is about will. In Weave the Liminal, Laura Tempest Sarkoff says, one of my favorite root word definitions for witch is one who bends or changes. Witches bring about change, physical, metaphysical, emotional, spiritual, mental. Any and all are possible. We can affect the microcosm to influence the macrocosm. Change involves owning your power and not being afraid to use it. Be open to opportunities. Keep an eye out for openings. And stand your ground for what you believe in. I feel she's speaking to embodiment, to practicing what you believe, which is incredibly difficult work. So much of what Callie was referring to was having the confidence to pick up your wand, to pick up your will, to use it. And sometimes we can do that. Sometimes we can see that we're being unreasonable and pissy. We can take a breath and we can move on with our day. And other times we can't. I invite you to be curious about the times when you can't. There's information there. If you try to reframe your thoughts and it's not accessible for you, what does that mean? What do you need to access your higher self? If I hadn't have taken some time to regulate my nervous system, those messages also may not have come through for me. I used my coping skills, and thus I was able to regulate in that moment and find the magic I was looking for. It's incredibly difficult to feel creative and flexible when you are stressed out. Dropping down into what you need is definitely the way forward. When we are able to acknowledge the way we feel, then we have more power to do something about it. Earlier in the episode, Callie said, we can get mad or we can record an episode. And I would say we can get mad and we can record an episode. We can carry the angry, reactive, dissociated, unpleasant parts of ourselves as we go forward. In fact, there is no way forward without them. They are integral to who you are, as much as maybe you don't want them to be there. To me, this is all shadow work, of course. You know I love to look at shadows. And the reason that I love to look at shadows is because that's where the light can be found. One of my favorite books, called The Golden Thread, Myth and the Labyrinth of Life by Amy Dyer. She has an Instagram account called Amber of the Sea. Coincidence? Yes, it's really good. You should follow it. She says, wholeness may then be seen as the goal of the great work of the journey of life, whose allegorical symbol has long been compared to the labyrinth. With roots stretching back to the spiral carvings of the Neolithic age, the labyrinth symbolizes the torturous path of life where, at the center, we meet our darkest fears. It is at this darkest point where we face ourselves. and all that we have repressed up to that point. Our shadow filled with all the hurt, trauma, and shame. But as Carl Jung said, the shadow is 90% pure gold. And so the realization that life is worth living is so often born in the heart of darkness. And as I integrate my experiences from the coast, I realize I was walking a labyrinth. And in the middle of that, my friends, I found some very dark shit. It was only through that labyrinth that I was able to access this new version of myself who actually finds magic everywhere instead of this binary, dualistic, you only get magic if you're good, Amber. That voice dissolved, and instead, a new voice came forward and it said, you are magic. There is magic all around you. You just have to listen. So with that, my friends, I'm going to bid you farewell. That's the message that wanted to come through for you. Thank you so much for rolling with the punches with us, for seeing us in our process, for meeting us here, and we'll be back next week. I wonder what that episode will be. I don't really know. I'm practicing not being attached to outcome. We'll be right back.